Armadoxy for today, Etchmiadzin for all. In a world that is plagued with war, disease, poverty, intolerance, and indifference, the feast of Holy Etchmiadzin must seem obsolete and or archaic. What is all this talk about Holy Etchmiadzin when the news is shouting out horror and evil? The Church steers us to the answer in the epistle reading of the day from Hebrews chapter 9. Here we read about structures, about altars and tabernacles. In the Armenian Church, we read this in the context of the New Covenant and therefore state the invitation in the hymn of Holy Etchmiadzin. Come, let us build the altar of light. The altar, which formerly pointed to rules and regulations, is now standing as a beacon of light, and therefore as a lifesaver, offering and giving hope. The Divine Liturgy of the Armenian Church attests to this subtle change of focus when the celebrant prays, God of truth and Father of mercy, we thank you, for you have exalted our nature above that of the blessed patriarchs. For you were called God to them, whereas in compassion you have been pleased to be named Father to us. As children of our Heavenly Father, we are called to the highest calling, to share the light with others, especially those living in darkness. You are the light of the world, says Jesus. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Come, let us build the altar of light, says the hymn, so that evil is exposed. Here is an invitation to all. Etchmiadzin is the altar of light that must be raised in a world of darkness. This is the verdict, Jesus says. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come to the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. Today we pray from St. Nerses Shnorali. O Christ, the true light, make my soul worthy to encounter with joy the light of your divine glory on the day that I will be called by you and to rest in good hope in the mansions of the righteous. Until the great day of your coming, have mercy upon your creatures and upon me, a sinner. Amen.
We trust you've been blessed by this mini-series offered by Father Voskin Mauve Session about the Christ light that shines from the center of faith, Etchmiadzin. Please visit us on the web at epostle.net, where you'll find daily reflections and meditation as well as a wide variety of resources about Armadoxy, the OG source of Christianity. While you're there, sign up for the newsletter to learn of upcoming events. As a reminder, these programs are made possible through donations by listeners such as yourself. Please visit the donation page on our website. For Father Voskin and the entire Epostle team, this is Sato thanking you and wishing you a blessed day.
Epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.